Father, we just pray, we just thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And thank you for that dose of eternity this morning and more to come as we, the fellowship of the saints, how good and how pleasant it is for the brothers to dwell together in unity as one. Hallelujah. Let your heart, Lord, be delivered this morning, I pray, in Jesus' name. We're going to share with you some encouragement videos. I wanted to share a quick testimony about prayer. I think I shared this once before. I was in a ministry that was trying to understand what causes the miraculous to happen and sort of decided that, well, prayer was a big part of that. Asking God and fasting and praying, this kind comes up by fasting and praying. And so there was a number of people that went on extended fasts and we started praying, well, what if, and it was a small town that we're in, next to was Silverton, Oregon, and so a group of people fasted for 7 days and prayed over the town, and we prayed, well, how about revival? Then there became this theme of, like, what if we pray for a revival? Well, what does a revival look like? I don't know. But so we prayed, and I kid you not, we heard like thunder and lightning. This one particular night, and so much so that we thought it was lightning. So we went outside, and the sky was clear, and we couldn't see any evidence. We didn't even consider that maybe something happened in the spirit. Well, I believe what that happened that night, something in the spirit broke. Some kind of gate was broken down or pushed over or something, and the kingdom of God came in. I don't know. I don't really know. But anyway, this is the story I told you where all of a sudden, within about a period of a month, some 150, 200 high school kids got saved. And we heard there was a revival at the high school. And we got involved with trying to, you know, disciple. And we didn't even, for a while, it took us, hey, someone said, do you think we had something to do with this? You know, when we were fasting and praying for revival, and God targeted the high school kids. So it was just a real interesting, I've always like pondered that in my heart, you know, put that little miracle together. I just want to share testimonies of answered prayer. And the first one is about a woman that, you know, was praying for a child for years. Anyway, why don't you go ahead and play that? What's that? Do you know which one it is? Oh, the volume. Oh, okay. Oh, we have to. Just trying to help, man. Now, when we listen to what she says some pretty significant things. Very cool. But we're gonna save her for a second.
To explain myself, it seems so.
Actress Roma Downey, famous for her work on Christian movies and TV, says she had enough of all the negative stories in the news.
I guess we're going to watch this one first. Nah, it doesn't matter. But she says she put together the show Because she's, you know, her and her husband are believers of answered prayer. It's a show of real stories of miraculous events that have happened. And her hope is, and what put it in her heart, you know, her phrasing is that there will be a prayer revival in America. And I thought that was pretty profound. So go ahead and play it.
Actress Roma Downey, famous for her work on Christian movies and TV, says she had enough of all the negative stories in the news, so she created a positive and inspirational TV show called Answered Prayers. Jennifer Wishon interviewed the actress and brings us the story.
Answered prayers, they're what Christians seek daily, and often God answers just when we think all hope is lost. Tired of the discouraging news on TV, actress and producer Roma Downey decided to look for inspiration.
They are moments of divine intervention.
She went to churches across the country asking for stories of answered prayers. The response was overwhelming. 20 of those modern-day miracles will be relived in her new series, Answered Prayers.
You know, on Touched by an Angel, we used to say that coincidence was God's way of remaining anonymous. And you see in these stories how God shows up again and again.
It is reported that the tornado has touched down.
As Christians, we know that God is constantly answering prayers. He's constantly moving in the world. But for many people watching this, it may be surprising.
It's reminding people that they're not alone, that God is real, and that God hears them when they cry out.
We're living in a time when many Americans fear their religious liberty is under attack. And at the same time, you're putting a show about answered prayers on the air. What do you make of the timing of this launch?
I'm just really encouraged. We're hoping that the show might birth a prayer revival. We know that we need prayer now more than ever. There's a lot of fear in our nation, I think. You know, there's a lot of things going on in our world that are very scary. And I think it's just good to be reminded that our God is an almighty God. And when we reach out to him, he hears us.
Answered Prayers premieres on TLC this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Even if you don't believe, there will be a moment where you will scratch your head and say, there's no logical explanation for any of the outcomes of these stories. Something supernatural is going on here.
Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, New York.
Man. Isn't that awesome? That's pretty awesome. These are stories of real life, real time, answered prayers. And someone with the ability to put all that together and the resource doing that. I think that's pretty exciting. This next video, this is a little short video, but just notice the tenacity of this mother and the speaking of life. Segway.
Maria and Melvin Shi hoped for months to have a child. Even though Maria had a son before they met, she couldn't conceive this time. They trusted it was in God's time.
If this is not the month, like, wait for the next month and ask him again in his will and his time to please give me another baby. And
when months turned into years, they got discouraged.
So I was like, when is going to be my time? And when is going to be my time? But my husband helped me a lot when to pray together. And he said, when there's two together in my name, I'm there. And I really believe he was listening to us and in his time.
Eventually, Maria consulted a doctor.
He said that I had endometriosis and I was having problems, cysts on my ovaries. And he said it was going to be very difficult for me to have another child. I don't have anger. I just know that he's able to do it, and he have no limits. That's why I feel this way, because I saw his hand before in my life. And I just know that he has plans for me.
Maria watched the 700 Club regularly for encouragement. One morning, as Gordon and Terry started praying, she decided to join them.
I came and I get on my knees, and again I said, God, please, please. And I just closed my eyes and listened to them, like, listen, listen. And when you know, Terry gave me that world knowledge.
There's someone else. Your name is Maria.
And I was like, Maria.
You're of Hispanic descent.
And you're Hispanic. Oh, I'm Hispanic.
And you have felt like you've prayed for something for the longest time and that God has just chosen not to answer your prayer. Today's your day, Maria. God hasn't chosen not to answer you. He's been waiting for this moment, and He will be glorified.
I just felt like, yes, like, I can explain it with words. I just feel so happy, and I, you know, recorded, or I can show my family. Yeah, the next month, I went to get a pregnancy test, and I was just waiting in the bathroom, waiting, and when I see the little plus, oh, yes, Lord, thank you.
Sarah Chi was born September 8th, 2012, and just turned 3.
We're so thankful that we have Sarah, and I just want her to be for Him, for the glory and for God. And if you ask in the past for a miracle, keep asking. Don't give up, because He, in His time, He have an answer for you. Just, that's what I want to say. Just keep asking and believe, because He's faithful.
Amen. Yay. Okay, that was another great story. That wasn't the one that I introduced, so I must have. The others, we'll play that one next week. The one is about this mother and her son is going to be born, and he's got something wrong. He's got a hole in his heart, and they determine that before it's actually born. So everybody says, well, you should just, he'll be stillborn, or you should abort him, or starts there. And then anyway, the baby's born. You know, well, he's going to die soon, and he's going to die soon. And she's like against doctors, nurses, family even, speaking life. No, he's going to live. And so at the end of it, you have her little four-year-old, you know, kind of like that little four-year-old, cute as a button, running around. And it just, she just prayed, believing, and kept. Was tenacious, and so God is doing some pretty cool stuff. And I just wanted to, as an introduction, to just encourage us to be involved next week. You know, and if we talk about this list, but sign up for the 24-hour prayer list. I mean, I don't believe this. You know, I showed you that chart last week, that our role is one of those churches within that month. And it's just like 1 hour out of the month that we are entering into praying with all our brethren in Lane County. So we're entering into this, and we'll have a phone number. You'll text the person in front of you, behind you, just say, hey, you're on. I believe that we have this opportunity for a prayer revival and lots of miraculous stories to follow and boasting about what God is doing. And here's the thing and what it looks like. And and would you run and grab that chart for me real quick again? And now here's the thing. If the hour doesn't work out, you can buddy up and, you know, it's not, we're not under the law on this type of a thing. And if it, you know, some people's schedules don't allow for and your space that you would like to do is taken, well then just put your name beside someone that's already there. And we will, you know, God looks at the heart. I'm going to show this real quick, and then we're going to just watch a quick little memorial word from about Billy Graham. So this is the chart, and this is what One Hope has put together. And we have this format of, if you don't know what to pray for our city, these are examples of things that you can pray for, or you pray whatever God puts on your heart. And we can have these available or have them emailed to you. This is our church right here on Friday. And these are all Springfield Seventh-day Adventists, Camp Creek, New Song Christian Fellowship, Eugene Church of the Nazarene, New Life Church, Friendly Street Church, you know, on and on and on. And there are other churches that have doubled up. Since we signed up early, we got our name on the plaque. All right, thank you, Lord. I thought this was an appropriate encouragement. You can go ahead and play the last one.
When you think of all of our people together, this incredible extended family of God, not only here in the United States, but around the world, number one, pray. Pray for the Graham family. They are precious. You know, they've lost their daddy, their grandfather, their best friend. Pray for them. Pray for them in this journey, because Mr. Graham has been such a significant part, as we all feel when we lose a loved one. So pray for them in their grieving process. But secondly, pray for the furtherance of the gospel. That would be Mr. Graham's greatest desire. In fact, if the truth were known, Mr. Graham would not even want his name mentioned. He would only want the name of the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned in all the things that we say and do as we celebrate his call into heaven. Pray that people would understand and know just how much God loves them, and that the Lord Jesus Christ died for them on a cross, and that because he was raised by the power of God, that all people can know him and can be changed forever. That's what we need to be praying for. And then thirdly, we need all to understand that we're all called to be evangelists. We are all witnesses. We are all people that are told to go out into all the world and share the love of Christ. What greater treasure could there be?
Amen. I think that's pretty good preaching. So, Father, we just thank you for this encouragement and testimonies that you answer prayer and that you're moving, and darkness is happening, but light is much more happening. So thank you for that in our country, in our city. And we do pray for our brethren around this town. We just are in agreement. We lock arms with them in the Spirit. And we say, let the real Jesus stand up in Eugene, Springfield, Lane County. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you for our time of fellowship, and thank you for food. We like food. Joanne, would you? Okay.
This was several years ago, decades, actually. My brother-in-law was out in their backyard, and he got stepped on by his horse on his throat. And when my sister found him, he was gray. He was lifeless. And the paramedics got there, and they told her there was no chance. But she rode with him to the hospital, and she kept telling him, no, I prayed over him. God is going to save him. And they just, you know, were like, okay, yeah, yeah. And they got to the hospital. The doctors even told her the same thing. If he survives, he will be paralyzed. So they went in. They did x-rays and everything. By the time she saw him, his color was back in his face. The x-ray showed that there was no damage. He had a little chip in his chin, and that was it.
Mm. Hallelujah.
That was a real miracle and real testimony for him.
Amen. Okay.